Ex-Orn Pay star, Lana Rhodes, says that she wants all of her X-rated videos deleted. Wah. And why? Because it's having terrible effects on her mental health, and she says she wishes that she could go back and keep her dignity.
Most of the people who've compromised their dignity would like to get it back years later.
Yeah.
And it's next to impossible to get back.
I mean, I bet she really wishes that she wasn't a consenting adult who signed several contracts, image releases, got some plastic surgery and things like that in order to make sure that she was successful in the industry that stole her dignity.
Yeah. And the internet's forever.
Yep.
And I bet you 10 to 1, long after everyone that I know and you know are dead, they'll still be able to find her porn on the internet.
Yeah, the internet is forever.
Yep.
It's hilarious. So, former famous Orn Pay star Lana Rhodes says she wants all of her stuff deleted. The 24-year-old has become a critic of the adult industry after claiming it had lasting effects on her mental health and her life post-Orn Pay. And yet she still got knocked up by an NBA player who has since proposed.
Mm.
Even after this particular event... Oh, we got to move past. Oh, they're going to. Oh, age restriction. Hang on. Let me just slow that down. Okay, there we go. There was one thing that, you know, I tried talking to a therapist about. You know, if you put a space in there, it completely changes the entire meaning of the word.
Yeah, yeah.
About before something that I had to do for a scene that was really tough for me. Basically, this guy had a bowl and he, like, gagged me until I threw up in it. And then he pooped in the bowl. And during the scene, he asked me to drink it and I didn't know how to say no.
Oh, my God. You say you just slap it aside and say, no.
I mean, it's so easy a child could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know 2-year-olds who, I mean, that's their favorite word.
Now, and if you're a porn star, what the hell are you doing scenes like that for? That's, you know, oh my God, that's just horrid.
I don't know. I love this. In the industry, I did not get paid shit. She says, I probably had $100,000 in my bank account when I quit shooting Orn Pay, and now I'm a multimillionaire. Okay, if you had $100,000 in your bank account, you are actually rich beyond the dreams of avarice compared to the average American.
Yep.
But that ain't shit.
Yeah.
Just shows you how to touch these ladies are. But I bet you're wondering how she made all that money to become a millionaire after she quit.
Did she go back to... Wait a minute. The old dog, did it learn a new trick? Oh.
No, it just figured out a way to make the money differently.
Oh, it got the bone using a different trick.
If you go to this website here, again, all sources will be on redonkulous.com after the stream. The 10 best Orn Pay star only fans accounts. You scroll down here, and who is right at the top of the list? Lana Rhodes, and I can't show the picture. I can only go that far.
I gotcha.
So... She learned, I don't know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much would you say she learned?
2.
As in putting it in her number 2 slot.
Yeah.
It's quite repugnant.
I mean, she said she didn't get paid shit, but obviously they gave her a cup full of shit.
I didn't get paid shit, I just had to eat shit, and I didn't know how to say no. Wait.
God damn, that's fucked up.
And they always expect sympathy afterwards. And then feminists wonder why dudes like us call them out for, you know, insisting that they want equality, but they want to be treated like children at the same time. Mm-hmm. Because it's the child who you tell them no, they look you in the face, and then keep doing what you just told them not to do. And then when you tell them to stop it, they cry and want your sympathy.
There you go.
This is the same thing.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like there aren't 3 full-length documentary films about what happens after Orn Pay ends.
Yeah, I know. I've seen like 2 of those. It's not pretty.
Yeah.
It does not end well.
Now listen up here, Boom Hour. I want you guys to watch some Grunt Speak live Mondays and Wednesdays, 12 p.m. Eastern, or Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you feel like signing up for memberships on Patreon, Locals, or Subscribestar, you get some exclusive stuff every Thursdays with the man himself. Ask him questions. Maybe even offer to take him out for a beer. That'd be nice. I wish somebody would take me out for a beer.